Serpentine spirits are slithering around looking for someone to squeeze and seize upon. Make no mistake, they are slithering in your midst. You must discern them. I must discern them. We need to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Listen, we need to be sober and vigilant because that enemy of ours, the devil, the snake, is roaming about in our gardens. He's just waiting for an opportune time. Now, that's not to make us paranoid. No, we don't need to be afraid of serpentine spirits. We have no spirit of fear, at least not one from the Lord. The enemy wants to intimidate us. He wants to whisper lies to our soul. He wants to deceive us. But we need not fear. As a matter of fact, when we know who we are in Christ, come on, when we understand the delegated authority from on high, when we really comprehend the power that we carry, these serpentine spirits should be afraid of us. And they will be. I said, when you understand your authority in Christ, I said in Christ, not in your experience, not in your performance, not in your intellect or your own volition. When you understand your authority, these demon powers, these serpentine spirits, these pythons, these cobras, these adders, they will slither away in the name of Jesus. We got to be bold. But we must first discern them. We can't just beat the air. We can't just assume and presume that serpentine spirits are coming against us. No, we must move accurately in the realm of spiritual warfare. We don't want to pick fights with demons who haven't even been paying attention to us. We don't want to elicit or stir up a hornet's nest against us. Eve did not discern the serpentine spirit, and that serpentine spirit attacked her mind. This is where the most battles we face are. It's in our mind. The enemy, the snake, lied to her, and she fell for the lie of the serpent. This serpent, scripture says, was more subtle than any creature in the garden. The serpentine spirit was used to bring about the fall of man. In other words, the enemy came in the form of a snake. He inhabited a snake. We need to understand Eve was hearing the voice of God, but yet she followed the voice of a stranger. Now Jesus says, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. But she followed the voice of a stranger. That's because the serpent is clever. The serpent is subtle. The serpent is crafty, more so than any other creature in the garden. So how do you tell the difference between the voice of God and the voice of a serpentine spirit? Let me pray teach you for another 30 seconds before we get into the main meat of the broadcast. Listen, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. The serpentine spirit will lie. He breathes lies. He works for the father of lies. The Holy Spirit orders our steps into God's will. The serpentine spirits lead us into temptation. The Holy Spirit speaks words of life. The serpentine spirit speaks words of death, but they're guised in words of life and light. The serpentine spirit the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. The serpentine spirit wants to take the place of Christ's voice in your life. We need to discern these spirits. Most of the time, they're attacking our mind. Yes, we can experience body attacks, but most of the battle is in the mind. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare, and I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays, preaching, praying, prophesying, casting out devils, and healing the sick. We saw a woman healed from cancer on Sunday. I mean to tell you, It was amazing. God is good. Glory to God in the highest. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services. I'm teaching three different messages. You can watch that first message online at ahop.online. If you want to go deeper with us and tap in to the virtual healing rooms, virtual prophecy and deliverance rooms, virtual life group and community, virtual prayer line and pastoral advice, it is all there for you at ahop.online/webchurch. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Conquering Hindering Spirits. It's the first class, the first course available on the all-new schoolofthespirit.tv. I've even got a couple of warm-ups for you so you can just get a taste. You can go pre-order the course at schoolofthespirit.tv. It's right up there at the top, hot off the press, Conquering Hindering Spirits. And you can also grab hold of my Conquering Hindering Spirits Q&A and the free training, Open Doors to Hindering Spirits. You're going to find all that at jenniferleclaire.org/events. So if you just want to go grab the course while it's on pre-order and get the ultra early bird, you can do that right now. You can do both. Get it on the free training as well. Before we get started today, share this with somebody quickly. Share it on your timelines via Messenger, via Twitter. Share it somewhere, share it anywhere. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. And shout out, let me know what city, what nation you are in, all my lovely Prayer Hub leaders and house church leaders. I love you, love you, love you. Let's get started today with our reading from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, Raise Up a Battle Cry. Raise up a battle cry. That's a whole word right there. Raise up a battle cry. And here's what I heard the Lord say. Cry aloud. Cry all the more. Let your voice be heard, says the Lord. Raise your voice up with a battle cry. Don't be silent in this hour of the attack, in this time of war, in this season of taking it all back. But see and know that I am with you. And I will help you recover all. You've got to lift up your voice with a declaration of war, a clear sound and a clear signal to the mighty men, to the warriors, that it's time to advance. It's time to go up. It's time to follow me into battle, to take back what the enemy stole, to take back your peace of mind, and to take back your family, and to take back your finances. Oh, Jesus. Come on, that's a good word right there. We are taking it all back. We are going to follow our glorious warrior, glorious, victorious warrior God into the battle. He's never lost a battle, and he never will lose a battle. But we got to start with the war cry. We got to gather the mighty men. We got to begin to bring ourselves into one accord with the Holy Ghost, with the God who is our defender, our protector, our warrior. Sometimes that battle cry, I mean, there's just something about it. It lets the enemy know that you're serious about a thing. It lets the enemy know that you know who you are and you know whose you are. You know that you are in Christ and he is in you, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So somebody just go ahead and wake up your neighbors and let out a battle cry right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory, wherever you find books, or on my website at jenniferleclaire.org. Now the prayer starter and the decree from the devotional. Father, hear me when I cry. Acknowledge my declaration of war and send angels to fight with and for me. Empower me to take back what the devil stole. I decree my voice shakes hell. I declare that my battle cry will assemble the intercessors in formation, and we will send the devil packing and take back the spoils in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you are a good, good Father. You are the glorious, victorious warrior God. You are the God who invites us into your presence, into your throne room. Hallelujah. We can come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and obtain mercy that we need in all the help that we need in the time of need, in the day of danger, in the moment of peril. We can come to your throne room and find wisdom. We can come to your throne room and find grace. We can find strategies. We can find tactics. It's all ready there. You have a war chest. You have given us your name, your blood, your word, your armor, your weapons, and there's more. There's more. There's more wisdom to tap into than we've tapped into before. There's a new strategy for the new battle. There's a new tactic for the new war. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you forgive us for any time in which we have presumed to enter the battlefield without an unction of the Holy Ghost? Would you forgive us, Lord, for any time that we've run from the battlefield because we were too afraid to draw the sword? Oh, Lord, would you help us to remember in that moment of trouble, in that time of need, when fear strikes our heart, that we could cry out to you and you will come to the rescue. God to the rescue. Emmanuel, God with us. He's with us in the battle. He's with us in the valley. He's with us in the war. He's with us in the victory. And when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. I thank you, Lord, that before we call you, you will answer us. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us a battle cry. I thank you. Could pray in the spirit with me. Come on. I'm feeling some resistance in the spirit. Some of you have stirred up some opposition by your agreement, and now we're not. I said, we're not just going to stir up the opposition this morning. We're going to shut down the opposition this morning. Hallelujah. I said, we're not just going to stir up the opposition. We are going to shut down the opposition in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that our praise is our battle cry. I thank you, Lord, that when we cry out to you for help and we praise you as we speak, that you hear us and you will send reinforcements. You will send angelic hosts. You will cause our tongues to be a sharp sword, hallelujah, to cut through the plans of the enemy. I thank you, Lord, that you will make haste to deliver us when we release our cry, that you will make haste to help us when we release our cry. I thank you, Lord, that although many are those who seek our lives, they will be ashamed, they will be confused, they will be confounded, they will be defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. As we cry aloud to you, you will strengthen us. You will cause our arms to be strong enough to bend a bow of bronze. You teach our hands to battle and our fingers to war. Those who desire our harm will be driven back and humiliated in the name of Jesus. May they turn back as a consequence of their shame and say, aha, aha. Oh, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that as we seek you, we will find you. As we cry out for wisdom, we will receive it. As we release our battle cry, it will array those of like precious faith to come and fight with us and for us. I thank you, Lord, that we are one body, one people. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You are near to us, even in the battle. You are near to us, even in the war. So we come against all these demonic powers that want to slither into our presence and steal our liberty. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We are serious this morning about what you've called us to do. You say in your word, occupy until I come. You tell us that we are to execute your will in the earth, praying without ceasing that your will be done, that your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we can cry aloud. We can release our battle cry in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. I want to get into these serpentine spirits. There is so much opposition on this broadcast today. So what we're going to do in response is not stop. No, we're not going to stop. No, we never stop. No, we never pull back. No, we're going to kick it up about 15 notches and we're going to go for it. So cover me as I pray for you, because this is just about to get hot and heavy. We are about to go in. We are about, come on, to gear up. We are about to get ready to do something and go somewhere that we've never been before, because these serpentine spirits have stopped you for long enough. They've held you back one too many times. They've tripped you up. Ah, Jesus, I'm telling you the truth. You're going to get back up right now. You're going to lock arms with me in the spirit, and we are going for it. Are you ready? We're shifting early today. Yes, we are. Let's do this. These serpentine spirits have to bow. Father, you are greater. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And I thank you, Lord, that you have created us in your image and you have given us your authority. So would you forgive us for tolerating these serpentine spirits in the name of Jesus? Lord, wash us clean. Make us white as snow. Oh, Jesus, help us. Forgive us of our sins and remember them no more. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness and separate them as far as the east is from the west. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we cover everything within us and everything without us, around us and about us with the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus that speaks a better thing in the name of Jesus. We say, let demonic serpents be rendered venomless in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. We defang these serpentine spirits in the name of Jesus. We will not fear them, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And we will not let these lying snakes trick us, fool us, bring us into deception. No, we stand on the truth. We walk in the truth. We move and live and have our being in the truth. Therefore, every serpentine spirit must flee from us seven ways, even now, in the name of Jesus. You serpent of impossibility, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every serpent of affliction, die now in the name of Jesus. Every serpent that has been coming against our destiny, coming against our family, coming against our prosperity, we say dry up and die now in the name of Jesus. We will no longer tolerate your presence. We will no longer complain about your handiwork. No, we will take authority because we have authority. So we exercise our authority even now in the name of Jesus. Let every serpentine spirit depart from us in the name of Jesus. And we extract now all poison from every snake bite that we have endured. Oh, Jesus, we extract now the poison from every snake bite in the name of Jesus, the poison of bitterness and the poison of disappointment. We extract it now in the name of Jesus, the poison of setbacks, the poison of fallbacks. We extract it now in the name of Jesus. And we speak to these eggs that the serpentine spirit has laid in various departments of our lives. And we break those eggs now in the name of Jesus. We say, you will not hatch your plans in our lives place in the name of Jesus. We break your powers in the name of the Lord against our family, against our ministries, against our businesses, against our finances. We will not allow your handiwork to manifest, but we shut you down in the spirit before you have a chance to manifest in our midst. No longer will we tolerate you. Every serpentine power militating against our life, be ashamed and disgraced in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, let all serpents assigned against us begin to turn on each other and fight and destroy each other in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that every serpent power that's been sent to destroy us is returned back to the sender now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. All the strength. Every time this serpent spirit, these serpentine spirits has sapped our spiritual strength, we ask you, Lord, to fill us again with your Holy Spirit. We receive a divine touch of the Most High. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the grip of serpentine spirits upon our spiritual strength is now loosed in the name of Jesus. And we declare we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. No weapon of serpentine spirits shall prosper. No serpentine witchcraft shall prosper. No serpentine plots and plans shall prosper. But in the name of Jesus, we condemn the tongues of the serpentine spirits. In the name of Jesus, we defang you now. In the name of Jesus, we say all pollution. All pollution brought into our spiritual life by serpentine spirits is cleared out and cleansed in the name of Jesus. Every serpentine manipulation of our health, we say be frustrated and be rendered impotent in the name of Jesus. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, no serpentine spirit is strong enough to nullify the atonement. No serpentine spirit is strong enough to overcome the power that raised Christ from the dead that dwells on the inside of us in the name of Jesus. All you serpentine spirits, vomit up what you stole in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on now. We trample. We trample, we trample on serpents and scorpions. And nothing shall by any means harm us. You've given us authority over all the power of serpentine spirits. So we will not be afraid, and we will not back up, and we will not back down. But we fight by faith, by force, and by fire against every serpentine spirit in the name of Jesus. We cut you off. We cut off the head of every serpentine spirit in the name of Jesus. We crush the head of every serpentine entity in the name of Jesus. We cut every soul tie with spirits of divination, python spirits, and the people who are operating in them in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit be scattered from our midst in the name of Jesus. We excise the poison and venom of serpents and scorpions in our life in the name of Jesus. We cut ourselves off from all cobra spirits, all adders, all serpentines, every form of serpentine spirit, all ancestral worship. We break the powers of it and cut ourselves loose from it now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I said, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. We command all serpentine spirits to depart and go now in the name of Jesus. We release ourselves from all bondage of serpentine spirits, serpentine bites, serpentine poison, serpentine venom in the name of Jesus. Let every serpent and scorpion that's been set in motion against us be rendered harmless, be rendered impotent, be rendered stingless in the name of Jesus. Let every serpentine spirit that's been set in motion against our spiritual progress, against our most high calling, against our destiny, be rendered powerless now in the name of Jesus, fangless now in the name of Jesus. Let every serpentine spirit dispatched against us from the hordes of hell in the pit of hell receive madness in the name of Jesus. We paralyze you now in the name of Jesus. We roast you with fire, double fire in the name of Jesus. And we trample upon every problem that serpentine spirits have brought into our life. We speak against every spirit of strife that was introduced by the whisper of the snake in the name of Jesus. We combat the lies that the enemy, the serpentine spirits, the scorpion spirits have released against our soul in the name of Jesus. We combat it with the truth. Oh Lord, your truth never fails because your word never fails and your word is truth. So we speak your word to every serpentine spirit and we say, get behind us in the name of Jesus. You get where you belong under our feet in the name of Jesus. We say we are high above, far above all serpentine spirits. We are far above all principalities and powers. We are far above all spiritual wickedness in high places. We are far above all of the demon powers in the second heaven because we are seated right now in Christ with authority from on high in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. So we speak life. We refuse to get into agreement with the lies of serpentine spirits like Eve did. We refuse to get into agreement with words of death like Eve did. We refuse to get into agreement with the subtleties of the wicked one questioning God and causing us to doubt his promises, causing us to enter into temptation. No, we shut that off and we shut it down. We slam the door shut on the serpentine spirits and we say, we evict you from our garden. We evict you from our mind. We evict you from our household. We evict you from our ministries. We evict you from our families. We evict you from our careers. We evict you from our finances. You will not slither in our midst anymore. We forbid you. Whatever we bind on earth, it is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we release ourselves from the bondage of serpentine madness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We trample on these problems in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn problem, we trample on you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit serpent delegated against us, we command you to go off into desert places and be buried in the hot sand in the name of Jesus. We smash every poverty serpent on the wall of fire in the name of Jesus. We trample on every serpent monitoring the progress of our life in the name of Jesus. We cast all serpents of infirmity into the fire of judgment in the name of Jesus. We cut ourselves free from the hands of serpents in the name of Jesus. We break your powers. We say, no mas, devil. We will not put up with you any longer. You are under our feet and you shall remain there. So, Father, we thank you that we are far above. We thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you everything that we have and all that we are. There's nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody as beautiful as you. Nobody as powerful as you. Nobody as glorious as you. Nobody as good as you. And we give you all the praise. We will praise you through the battle. We will thank you in advance of the breakthrough. And we give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody thank you. We broke through. I said, we broke through. I said, we broke through. I said, I felt it when we broke through in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by faith, by force, and by fire. We fought our way through, and I sense breakthrough. I can smell it. Ah, Shabaketa. I can smell the breakthrough in the air. Come on, take a big whiff. I can smell the breakthrough. It smells like fresh air after rain. Hallelujah. Everything is brighter. I can hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, and the Lord would say to you, victory belongs to Jesus, and you belong to Jesus. That means you are a partaker of Christ's victory because he did it for you. He was already victorious. He didn't have to come to defend you, to protect you, to shed his blood for you, to enter into covenant with you, but he did it because we love you, says the Lord, and victory is assured when you follow Jesus, for he always leads you into triumph. So condition yourself and position yourself in Christ, and do not be moved by the lies of the snake, says the Lord, and you will see my glory, you will see my promise, you will see my way, and you will walk in it down that narrow path to the next glory, to the next breakthrough, to the next victory. In Jesus' name, Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Somebody write to me because I need to make sure I get a copy of that prophetic word. Prophetessa, write the date. Send it to Tony Lynn. Do something. We need to make sure we record that. That was a good word right there. I don't care where you're from. Hallelujah. God is good. You know, warfare is real, but God is greater. And the reason why I pray so much about warfare is because too few others do. And somebody needs to model the way. Amen. We have the victory. We've already got the victory. You've already got the victory. But you need to be equipped. And you need to see it modeled. You need to be equipped. And you need to see it modeled. Now, I've got some opportunities for some free training for many of you. Then I want to tell you about our first course at schoolofthespirit.tv. I'm doing a Q&A today. I believe it's today. So if you're not signed up for it, you better hurry up, sign up for it. If you can't watch it live, I'll send you the replay. People are like, just send me the replay. I can't do that, sweethearts, if you don't register. How would I know where to send it? Come on now. Help me out. Go sign up for it at jenniferleclair.org/events. If you want the if you can't watch it live, you get the replay. But I can't send it to you if you don't sign up. Help me help you. Amen. And then there's another one, 3 open doors for hindering spirits, which covers in 2 ways to shut them down. Get in on this if it's going to help you. Amen. But you can do all that. And then I've got a new course that's coming out in a couple of weeks. I'm ultra early bird right now, called Conquering Hindering Spirits. If you're tired of being held back, hindered, and delayed from your best life, this is for you. I want you to picture this. Unseen forces are actively working against you, aiming to derail your dreams and distract you from the path God has laid out for you. But fear not. You carry the power to conquer hindering spirits. No longer will you be blindsided by the tactics of hindering spirits. When you let me equip you, you'll learn to discern their presence the moment they strike and even before they strike. You'll gain the wisdom to distinguish between divine guidance and diabolical interference. And you'll learn spiritual warfare strategies and tactics to make hindering spirits flee. So join me as we go on a warpath to dismantle the influence of hindering spirits across every facet of your life, your mind, your health, your finances, your career, your relationships, and beyond. Now, this has not gone out on my email list, and it won't go out until cart opens. What does that mean? The first day that it's available for purchase live. I'm sharing this with you because you're on my prayer broadcast and giving you a chance to pre-order it while you can. This course is for you if you're seeing delays and obstacles in your life, and nothing you do is bringing breakthrough. Because it's on ultra early bird. That's why I want you to get it now. If you want to understand the many ways that hindering spirits are working to combat your progress, get signed up now. Listen, I wasn't going to do this. I was just going to let you go through the same pace as everybody else and watch the webinars. Then maybe you'll remember to sign up. But you know, guys, you're the ones that track with me every day. So I'm giving you the heads up early. If you want to know for sure if it's God or the enemy bringing delays so you can pray rightly, sign up. If you want to destroy the power of hindering spirits wreaking havoc on your life, sign up. schoolofthespirit.tv. You know, hindering spirits stopped the Apostle Paul, and they may be stopping you, but you can learn how to overcome these spirits that delay and derail you. So by the time you're done with this course, I can't even go too much into this, but you're going to gain understanding into the enemy's agenda. You're going to have received insight into hindering spirit manifestations. You're going to have seen signs of hindering spirits attacking you. I've got stories that I'm going to tell to illustrate it. You're going to learn how to avoid blind sides. You're going to drill down into the root of the hindrances. Because sometimes you got to lay an axe to the root. It's not enough to pray a general prayer. And you're going to decimate hindering spirits. So check this out. If you're sick and tired of being hindered, if you've done all you know to do, and if you want to make up for lost time, please make sure that you get signed up now. And also get all these cool stuff I've got. I've got the Q&A. Amen. I've got free training as well. Open doors to hindering spirits. And what the cool thing is that the free training, it's stuff that's not even in the broadcast. It's stuff that's not even in the course. So we're going to put that on replay for the people that are signing up for the course. So you'll have the best of both worlds. I want you to have it all. So if you're going to go do that, it's on super early bird now. It's going to close soon. The cart hasn't officially opened yet, but I'm letting you in the back door. If you want to get it now. And it'll debut in a couple weeks. And if you're listening to a replay, it's, you know, here's the thing, though. This is what I want to say. If you're listening still, once the cart closes, it closes. In other words, once the timer ticks down to zero, it's gone. In other words, you can't just buy this anytime you want. So if you're listening to a replay, it is not available. I'm sorry. It's not available. It's available right now for these next couple of weeks. That's your opportunity to get it. And then it'll be gone. Why can't I buy it when I want? Because you won't anyway. You won't. Somebody needs to light a fire under you, because if you need this, get it now. Don't procrastinate. If this is something you need, then get it now. You need to, if you're dealing with hindering spirits, why do you want to wait till 3, 5, 6, 8, 10 weeks? Deal with it now. Deal with it now. Go check it out. Conquering Hindering Spirits, schoolofthespirit.tv. It's there for you right now. And again, if you're listening to a replay, I'm sorry. If it's not there, it's not there. Now, what we are going to do is when you buy certain courses, you'll have the opportunity to pull from other certain courses in the catalog that we think would fit what you need. So it's not like you can just ask for whatever you want. It's not how it's going to work. But when you purchase certain classes on School of the Spirit, you're going to be able to get related products suggested to you on the back end. It won't be public. Things that we think you're going to be helped, that you're going to need. So check that out. schoolofthespirit.tv. Listen, if you want to help the ministry, you can do that. We sure do need your help. We need about 1,000 people to sow $250 really quickly to make up for some losses that we've sustained in transferring the content. We're still working on it. So, you know, it's the 1,000 club. You know, we need about 1,000 people to donate about $250 ASAP. If you feel led to do though, you can, if you feel led to do so, then please do that. If not, anything helps us to keep going forward with what we've got on our plate here. You can do that at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can become a partner. You can sign up for a one-time donation. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $PropheticBooks, $PropheticBooks. You can use the text to give, text the word give, G-I-V-E. To 754-701-2161, and then follow the instructions. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the PayPal. PayPal's paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire. paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the, what am I missing? The P.O. Box. P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 33303, and Zelle is info@jenniferleclaire.org. And I thank you for it. And I ask you, Lord, to multiply this back to the givers in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, Elijah Company, I think there's like literally one seat left if you're going to come in person, but you can watch this online if you want to. You have to still apply and you still have to register at ahop.online. Somebody said, well, if I'm just going to watch online, do I have to register? Yes, you still have to register globalpropheticcenter.com. You're going to register at globalpropheticcenter.com. And you'll apply for that because we still want to know who is signing up. Amen. So check that out. as well. And Awakening Prebs, awakeningprebs.com. Join the movement. Join. And remember, guys, when you sign up, there's an orientation. You got to go through it. This one precious lady said, well, I signed up and you're not, I don't know who my regional leader is. You have to do the orientation. Have to do the orientation. We all have to be on the same page. So check that out. School of the Spirit. awakeningprayerhubs.com. And I want to pray for you before we head out today. Remember the conquering hindering spirits. This is a new paradigm for School of the Spirit. It's not going to be like it used to be. We can go buy whatever you want, whenever you want. We're putting out courses in due season, and we're going to let you know. We're going to be giving a lot of stuff away and doing a lot of as much as we can for people. And we're also inviting you to donate into sponsoring emerging country students that need help in doing that. So all that's there is part of it. And I'll have more bells and whistles as soon as we catch our breath. We are still moving some of the classes, guys. We had to go ahead and launch. It was impossible for us to coordinate the welcome email and the course launch without taking another 6 months to do it. It was just an impossible situation. So if you are signed in and you're missing a class, we've got you. We've got the list. Don't worry about it. Please be nice, because I'd rather refund you all your money than have you abuse my staff. Seriously. So please be nice. All that's still being moved. It's going to take us another couple of weeks to move it. Every day, new stuff is being put in. So just take a deep breath. Amen. And some of you think you bought stuff that you didn't. And some of you are lying. I was shocked. I bought these 14. You didn't buy a single thing. Oh, my God. So please don't lie to the Holy Ghost, please. Amen. I want to pray for you before we get off today. Conquering Hindering Spirit, schoolthespirit.tv, awakeningprayerhubs.com, join the movement, globalpropheticcenter.com. Apply for the Elijah Company. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your goodness and your glory. I give you all the praise. I lift up all those under the sound of my voice, all those who send in prayer requests to the ministry, all those, Lord, who are watching today, all of my Awakening Prayer Ups leaders, the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening Web Church leaders, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, and the Awakening House of Prayer here in Fort Lauderdale, as well as the School of the Spirit.tv students, the Global Prophetic Center students, all of my YouTube subscribers, and everyone who reads my books. And I say, Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Give us this day our daily bread and help us to please you with every word we think and every word we speak and every thought we think. Help us, Lord, to be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Lord, bring home prodigals, restore marriages, deliver souls from evil, heal bodies, and save those lost souls that we love so much. Lord, you love them more than we do. Lord, protect us as we go. Give us wisdom beyond our years. Strength and stamina are within us. Help us to draw from the grace, the joy, the peace, and the power that you put in us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Guys, I love you. Remember what I told you. Have a breakthrough day.